abortion rights activists from around the country are launching a month-long 15-state abortion rights freedom ride today, with kickoff rallies in New York City and San Francisco. The rallies, organized by StopPatriarchy.org, are a reaction to new restrictions on abortions being passed in several states around the country. The New York rally began at 4 p.m. this afternoon in Union Square and is scheduled to last until 7. Sansara Taylor writes for Revolution Newspaper and is an initiator of StopPatriarchy.org. Taylor says the Texas law just signed by Governor Rick Perry, which will close as many as 37 of the 42 clinics in that state, is just the latest example.
We've been in what can only be described as a negative dynamic for decades around abortion, where yesterday's outrage becomes today's compromised position and tomorrow's limit of what can be imagined. So even before Texas, we were looking at a situation where 97% of rural counties don't have an abortion provider. 80% of clinics have experienced some kind of violence or threat or harassment. Huge numbers of women cannot access the abortions that they need and end up forced to have children they don't want, giving up their plans, their dreams, or being trapped in abusive marriages. All kinds of things have already been going on. There's sort of been a Christian fascist juggernaut against the idea that women should control their own destinies. But the last few years and then the last few months, this has just escalated in such an extreme fashion that I think it's really starting to wake people up. But even more people need to be woken up to this, because the rights of women to decide their own reproduction are being taken from us right now as we speak.
You characterize this as an anti-woman move, not a pro-life move, as the anti-abortion people would like to characterize themselves. How do you see this as being beyond the issue of abortion itself?
Well, I think it's a really important question, because a lot of people are confused. They think that the so-called pro-life movement cares about babies, that they're really concerned about the killing of babies. And it's just a lie. I mean, there are a number of people, a lot of people who consider themselves against abortion who are confused about this, and they do think it's about babies. But at its core, the battle over abortion has always been about the role of women. There's two fundamentally opposed views of women. One sees women as breeders of children and property of men, which is how women have been treated for thousands of years. And the other side recognizes that women are full human beings, and they can only be recognized and treated as full human beings if they have the right to decide for themselves what to do with their own lives, their own bodies, their own reproductive decisions. And the fact is, fetuses are not babies, and abortion's not murder, and there's nothing wrong with having an abortion. Even for those who are confused, one of the ways you can tell that this movement against abortion has never really been about babies is that the movement against abortion has always been against birth control as well, because they are driven by the desire to see women return to the position that they've been in for millennia until very recently, which is literal property of men and breeders of children.
Well, today you're having a kickoff rally for this abortion rights freedom ride. This is modeled on the freedom rides of the civil rights era. What will this consist of?
On both coasts today, in kickoff rallies in San Francisco and in New York City, we're launching an abortion rights freedom ride. And we'll be caravanning from both coasts all the way to North Dakota. We'll be there on August 1st when laws are scheduled to go into effect that would close the only clinic in the state. We are hoping and expecting an injunction on that law. We will be there either way. When the two caravans meet, we'll be going south down to Wichita, Kansas, which is where Dr. George Tiller, a hero to women and an abortion provider, was assassinated 4 years ago, and where very courageous people have reopened an abortion clinic there, and now they are facing serious threats, harassment, death threats, and legal challenges. And then we'll be culminating on August 17th in a rally at the last abortion clinic in Mississippi, down in Jackson, Mississippi. And we're calling on people to caravan there and join us there on August 17th. And this really is, it's a month-long, 15-state abortion rights freedom ride. And we do take the name from the freedom ride. The form is different. We're going on a bus. We're not challenging laws of segregation, but we're going to these places to challenge laws and policies and a culture that is every bit as enslaving to women. Forced motherhood really is a form of enslavement. When you are forced to have children against your will and you're told that that's your role, that's what you are supposed to aspire to be, and if you don't want to have children, you have to risk your life and possibly lose your life to terminate a pregnancy without safe access. That is a form of enslavement, and the stakes are very high, so that's why we've launched this. And we are calling on people everywhere. There's a dozen or two dozen of us on the actual Freedom Ride, and then there are people, we're calling on them to caravan with us. Meet us in Fargo, North Dakota. Meet us in Wichita. Come down to Jackson with us. And if you cannot be on a caravan yourself, if you cannot be there physically, then be a virtual Freedom Rider with us. Hook up with us online, because the futures of women everywhere are riding on what we do in moments like this.
How could people get involved in the Freedom Ride or in the support rallies in the cities where you stop to stage demonstrations?
Everybody can do something, so I encourage everybody to do this. Go to stoppatriarchy.org and fill out the form there to stay in touch and stay in contact. Or find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/stoppatriarchy, or follow us on Twitter at stoppatriarchy, or you could follow me at Sansara Taylor. This will enable us to really project out the voices of people we're meeting that are rallying forward, the situation on the ground in these places that we're going, and it'll enable you to project that and be part of following it, supporting it, and sharing it with others so that this is as powerful and as strong as it can be and it really needs to be.
Sansara Taylor is one of the initiators of StopPatriarchy.org.